This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
So Fannie Willis can stay on the Trump prosecution in Fulton County, but Nathan Way has to resign, or finally did, and I guess she's going to keep on going. But I'll tell you this much, folks. You know, doesn't this just look bad? Doesn't this just look terrible? You know, honestly, if this is my opinion, I think if Fannie Willis wasn't so blinded by trying to get Donald Trump, she would actually see that removing herself from the case and making a whole huge change would probably be a better way to go. But nope, they are blinded by trying to get Donald Trump. It's everything. It's the only thing. And did I hear right? I heard a news clip just a little while ago saying Wade resigned to help because he wanted to help protect democracy. What? No, that's not why he resigned. I'm pretty sure. I think he resigned because the whole thing just blew up in their faces. That's what I think. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's great to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. We have a lot of fun on the weekend edition, by the way, everybody. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And as I've been mentioning, we got some great changes coming to KyleWarrenShow.com. Hopefully they'll be there. You know, we're getting it ready to go here. But thanks to our friends at GCN who have been letting us know that we can get a live link that'll be there all the time, which will actually play the previous program, the current program, until we go live again. So it's just going to make it so much easier for you to access the show, and especially if you want to listen at different times and so forth. So we appreciate GCN so very much. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, our home station, and, of course, everybody along the GCN network. We're going places, folks. We're glad that you're with us. And by the way, driver Ron, we just got a direct message from him. We were just talking about some of the weather at the end of last hour, as we typically do, of course. And I was wondering about how things might be going right now for driver Ron in the Denver area. He writes in and says, "Hi, Kyle. Yes, sir. Back on the job. That's good. I'm glad." He says, "The sun broke out yesterday afternoon and melted the streets." All right. Because of the amount of rain before the snow, the streets really didn't get too bad. Happy to be back at work and looking forward to the weekend flying by at light speed. Well, that's right, driver Ron, and we appreciate you so very much. And we're happy to have a little part in that. We're going to do our level best to make it go by at light speed. And, folks, again, yeah, what's going by at light speed here, of course, is the fact that Fannie Willis is staying on as the prosecutor. We've got a great clip that we didn't have a chance to play in hour number one. But here's Jonathan Turley talking about the judge's ruling, which Dershowitz just absolutely eviscerated the judge's ruling, calling it weaselly. But here's Jonathan Turley, and let's hear what he had to say. He was talking with Laura Ingraham about this, but let's hear Jonathan Turley.
It really is an astonishing opinion in this disconnect, because he clearly did not believe Nathan Wade, and many people believe Nathan Wade committed perjury. But these two essentially testified in tandem. She adopted his testimony. So if he lied, then she pretty much lied the same way. They both maintained that the relationship began after he was hired and really held a sort of unified front. I think that what the judge was trying to do in giving these two options to Wade was to gently give a third option to Willis. And that option is to remove yourself, take the ethical course. And I think that's very clear in his opinion. Nobody reading this opinion with these damning findings could possibly believe that Willis can continue to be part of this case. She's prosecuting people for the underlying conduct she's accused of committing with Nathan Waite, false statements given to a court, false filings that have been submitted. How could she possibly continue that without damaging her case? But the problem is that she's had this opportunity to take the high road repeatedly, and she clearly had never wanted to do that.
Okay,
and
stop right there. I love what Jonathan Turley is talking about right here. And because you know why? Because Jonathan Turley comes at this stuff from a reasonable, you know, informed, perspective of what the law says and what the ethics of the matter are, and how a professional attorney, a member of the bar, right, would conduct themselves when this whole thing just went off the rails. Because there's no other way to say it. It just went off the rails. You know, what were you doing at the the prosecutor's house between the hours of what, you know, 11 p.m. and 4 a.m., but they were playing Scrabble, you know. Come on. I'm going to do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. Let's continue with Jonathan Turley.
This will be probably her last chance to do the right thing and to remove herself.
So there you go. I'm telling you, but of course she's not going to do that. Nathan Waite has resigned. Evidently she's going to be staying on. But again, folks, it's because they are blinded. Blinded by the lust to try to get Donald Trump. They're blinded by this thing that says, you know, this is your reason for existence here. And by doing this, you know, you're going to be in the pantheon of the far left, of the Democrat Party elite. They will, you know, be singing songs, you know, and this kind of stuff. You know, it's kind of like on Star Trek. You know, the Klingons, they will be singing songs about you, you know, for hundreds of years. But I got to tell you, though, they typically, in the Klingon Empire, right, they're going to sing songs about you if you do the honorable things, right? It'd be honorable for her to step aside, but don't worry, she's not going to do it. But Dershowitz was talking about that there probably will be, you know, grounds for appeals and all of this because of the conflicts of interest, the obvious conflicts of interest. Stay right there, folks. We're just getting started. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
So in hour number one, I let everybody in on a, well, it's not a secret, but it's it just, something's making me feel very happy here on this Saturday of weekend edition as we head into Saturday morning, of course. And that is, I got a new broadcast chair, and it's very comfortable. I'm very happy, and the old broadcast chair was starting to, well, you know, it was on its last legs, shall we say, and or its last rollers or something. But definitely finally got a new broadcast chair. It is comfy, and I'm very, very pleased about that. So, at any rate, let's get right back to the program. Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, Kyle Warren Show. com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message anytime, by the way, whenever you're hearing this program over the weekend, if you have something that you'd like to react to or say, or maybe even make a song request at some point for when we play our songs in hour number one and hour number two, feel free to do so. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and check out the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you'll be off and running from there. Well, talk about direct messages. Now, we talked a little bit about this, of course, because it was breaking for the Friday edition, but here on the weekend show, we like to also, from time to time, recap some of these big stories that have occurred during the week, because we get new listeners on the weekend and so forth, and we want to, again, sort of revisit what happened with Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer gets, you know, up to make a speech in the Senate, and this is what he says about Israel. We're just going to let you hear what Chuck Schumer said. Here we go.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me The Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution. At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
So there you have Chuck Schumer saying this. You know, I'm telling you, at what point does it become the job description of the Senate Majority Leader to decide to unilaterally intervene into another nation, especially a nation that is at war at this very moment, and simply begin to say that you have no confidence in them? I suppose Chuck Schumer, the private citizen, maybe could say something like that. Obviously, as a government official, he's out there saying this. But I'm just simply saying that if this is a way of trying to telegraph what the United States position truly is vis-a-vis the American administration, well, this is really, really bad. This is really, really bad. In fact, let's dip in a little bit here just to, again, just hear what he said, a couple of these sentences. Let's listen in.
Radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence.
Okay, stop right there. To do what must be done to break the cycle of violence. My friends, October the 7th, 2023, the cycle was started up by Hamas. The, you know, there was a de facto, an effective right at that moment prior to Hamas coming across the border of Gaza into Israel and doing what they did. The grisly, unspeakable things that happened on that day, October 7th, that started the violence. And now Chuck Schumer has the gall to come out and say, nobody expects Netanyahu to do the things that must be done right now in order to break the cycle of violence that's happening. My friends, do you know what's happening with Chuck Schumer here? In my opinion, Chuck Schumer is floating this to see what kind of reaction he's getting. There have already been calls for him to resign, of course. House Speaker Mike Johnson, you know, had a great reaction. It was an extemporaneous reaction when he was quoted by the press. And, you know, talking about, well, wait a minute. I mean, you can't like, go out and try to support the people who are, you know, like Hamas, you know, and so forth. I mean, what are you talking about? And Schumer goes on to say, and the only thing here is a two-state solution. So you know that this is coming from the administration overall. In fact, let's listen to this soundbite where you have Joe Biden. He was there with a official from Ireland, and he was asked about Chuck Schumer's speech. Let's listen to what Joe Biden had to say. So we'll hear what he has to say, but also while you're listening to this, listen carefully to Joe Biden and his demeanor. Listen to his voice. My thought is that he is not on whatever it was he was on at the State of the Union, because he didn't yell at everybody. He wasn't yelling in the Oval Office. He wasn't answering questions like this, and he wasn't kind of going a little, you know, getting a little weird. that he's back to very confident. This is Joe Biden. And it's really sad. I don't take any pleasure in that. But I'm just saying, look at the difference. Now he's sort of, quote, back to normal. Let's listen in. Here's Joe Biden.
Do you have any comments there on Senator Schumer's speech on Israel yesterday?
Senator Schumer contacted my staff, my senior staff. He's going to make that speech. And I'm not going to elaborate on the speech. He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him but by many Americans.
And at that point, they kind of start trying to get people to stop asking questions. But did you hear that? So you tell me, what are you to think if you're Benjamin Netanyahu sitting over in Israel fighting a war against Hamas? And now the Senate Majority Leader comes out and says, you don't serve the purposes anymore. You're stifling the people. You're not going to do what needs to be done to, quote, break the cycle of violence, which was brought to you, by the way. And now the President of the United States, when asked about this, says, I'm not going to elaborate, but he made a good speech, and confirming that Senator Schumer contacted the White House and told him essentially what he was going to say. So, folks, we are now in this realm of undermining our greatest ally in the Middle East. You know, I understand. I know that the Biden administration has been, and the Biden campaign, for that matter, have been incredibly upset about the news coming out of states like Michigan. They've been incredibly upset about the criticism that they are taking regarding the support that they have for Israel. And to a great degree, a lot of this support, in my opinion, has been more lip service than anything, because you would never have a speech like this from the floor of the Senate. You would never have the President of the United States saying he made a great speech. The American position would be, we stand with our ally Israel, and we know that Hamas, number one, they lie. Number two, they put people in harm's way. Number three, there are hostages involved here. And, you know, we would never be trying to, you know, talk out of both sides of our mouth here. You know why? Because they are worried about the constituencies. They're worried about the poll numbers. And folks, that's not leadership. That is not leadership. And Benjamin Netanyahu is going to feel more alone, more isolated. And I think the elections in this country can't come fast enough, right? Cannot come fast enough. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition continues on. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
All right, this is nice, isn't it? This is great to hear as we make our way through the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We hope that you got some great weekend plans. My weekend plans include, well, just not wanting it to be very windy. I kid you not. Boy, we had a couple of days and nights of some pretty strong winds. Not hot winds like the typical Santa Ana winds, but nevertheless, it was pretty, it was a lot. Let's just say it's a lot, especially when you're trying to sleep and the wind keeps just, you know, hitting your house like a freight train. I mean, it's a lot. So, and the people were telling me, too, they were woken up in the middle of the night and so forth. So when those winds kick around Southern California, it's always a concern, only because there's always a possibility of fire. It's not the summertime or the very dry weather at this point, but obviously you're always concerned. All right, folks, well, once again, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We're glad you're there, glad to be here. And head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. You know, we heard from Chuck Schumer last segment. We also heard from Joe Biden on Schumer's speech, which I thought was interesting, to say the least. But there were some people who wanted to hear from Joe Biden when he was at an event in Saginaw, Michigan here over the last couple of days. And he's meeting with some folks, but then somebody says maybe take some questions, and then the White House press corps, or not the White House press corps, but the White House staff then begins to shoo away the press corps, telling them to go get back in the cars. That's it. Stop, everybody. Go get back in the cars, everybody. Get back in the cars. Let's listen in and hear what Joe Biden, or, well, we won't hear Joe Biden, but we will hear the White House staff. Let's listen in. I think we have that. Here we go.
Can I take a few questions?
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat.
Back to the cars. Thank you.
Back to the cars.
Thank you.
Back to the cars.
Thank you.
Cars.
Thank you, Pat.
We're happy to watch all vehicles over the site. Thank you.
Back to the cars, children. Back to the cars, children.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, kids. Thank you, kids. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? For a moment, I thought I was in elementary school or something. Back to the cars, back to everybody. And the person standing right next to Joe Biden, where they were talking with the group of constituents or whomever, that's the person you hear say, maybe can we take a few questions? And then all of a sudden the crack White House or campaign staffers swing into action by telling everybody to get back in the cars. I don't know why I'm thinking of this at this very moment, folks, but it is the weekend edition, and I will simply take refuge in that notion right now, because what came to my mind is maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger would have popped out at that very moment and said, everybody, to the choppers, right? Well, I had to do it. All right, folks. As we said, it's the weekend edition, so I shall take refuge and solace in that. Okay, so on a very more serious note, Boeing plane missing an external panel landed in Oregon. A Boeing aircraft operated by United Airlines, this from Fox News, landed in Oregon. At an Oregon airport on Friday, missing an external panel, the airline said. United Flight 433 departed San Francisco and landed safely at its destination. The Rogue Valley International / Medford Airport in Medford, Oregon, around 11:30 a.m., a United spokesperson told Fox News Digital. After the aircraft was parked at the gate, it was discovered to be missing an external panel. We'll conduct a thorough examination of the plane and perform all the needed repairs before it returns to service. I hope so. The Boeing 737 was carrying 139 passengers and 6 crew members. No one was injured. Operations at the airport were briefly paused while a safety check on the runway was completed and no debris was found. And that was exactly what you would do. Where did this thing fall off? Could it have fallen off when you land? Because as many of you know, a lot of times you hit pretty hard when you land, and then you have those landings that are very smooth, and you feel like, wow, this pilot really, you know, just brought it in and kind of just gently put it on the runway. But sometimes it's not like that, as you know. They didn't declare an emergency, and there was no indication of damage during the flight. Investigation will be open to determine how the panel came apart, the airline said. The FAA will also open an investigation, an FAA spokesperson said. 25-year-old aircraft involved in Friday's incident was first delivered to Continental Airlines, which merged with United in 2012. Obviously, you know, what this does, and we don't know what happened here. We don't know exactly why this panel would have come apart or come off. Did it have something to do with maintenance on the ground prior to taking off on its regularly scheduled flight that day? That's a real possibility, and maybe the most likely possibility. But it does bring up this notion of what the heck is happening with Boeing, and certainly the safety issues having to do with that one 737 that where the for lack of a better term, the deleted door, you know, that door panel that where it was, that door would have been, but they put a panel over it, where it popped out during flight. That's something. And now they can't find the security footage, and they can't figure out, you know, who did this. Or Chris Markowski, we were talking about that with him yesterday on the program. Evidently, they don't know where the guy is, but if they knew where he was, but maybe he's too sick to come, you know, to be talked to or something. In other words, it becomes this this house of mirrors about what happened. How did that occur? And how do we track it back? You know, so that this doesn't happen again. You've got people out there. I saw a news clip that said, you know, there's an app or something, or there's some kind of thing by which when you book your flight, you can avoid these particular aircraft that were implicated in this. You know, so that's no way to run a railroad, and it's no way to travel by air. I mean, this is just not right. So it's going to beg the question more and more about what's happening at Boeing. What are the safety measures? How can people have complete confidence in getting on these airplanes? And again, you know, Boeing has been around for forever. But what's been happening recently certainly is of concern. So my hope, and it's not about casting blame, and it's not about, you know, trying to rev something up that doesn't need to be revved up. But I do think that it is a legitimate safety concern. And whether you're putting your daughter on an airplane or your family member or having to fly somewhere yourself, you know, you want to have the utmost confidence that everything is being done in order to make sure that that routine flight that day just gets from point A to point B completely without event, that kind of thing. I think that's a fair that's a fair expectation to have, you know, in this modern age. All right. So once again, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message anytime throughout the weekend. We always love receiving those from you. There was an article we saw a little bit earlier this week as well, and this has to do with the idea that this from USA Today, Americans are feeling better about the economy, says the headline. Is it an opening for Joe Biden to court voters? All right. I don't know, folks. I think that's we can do our own impromptu, you know, sort of non-scientific poll here. Do you feel better about the economy? I mean, do you feel better? I mean, the inflation numbers just came out this last week. And again, it's pointing to the idea that the Fed likely won't do anything in its next meeting in terms of lowering the rates, maybe in June. But again, if we keep getting the same kinds of problems, they may not decide to cut those rates anytime soon. But overall, are you feeling better about the economy? And this is almost a laughable headline. I mean, is this a way Joe Biden can get in and really start courting voters? Well, only if the messaging is attached to it and people just go, well, okay, I guess so. Maybe Bidenomics is really good for us. But it's not. But they will keep hammering at that. But don't believe them. Trust your own eyes, your own experience out of the economy. That's what they don't want you to do. They want you just to listen to the messaging and get on the bandwagon. All right. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Racing through and rocketing through the weekend edition, everybody. We are going by at warp speed, so if you do see something go by at a very high velocity, that's us. That's this program, and we're glad to be along with you this morning. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're up to this morning, we're glad that you're there, and We really love to hear from you as well. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And in a few minutes, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as we always do, a little before the top of the hour, in hour number two, and then she'll be with us through the majority of hour number three. And we want to thank Wally from writing in. He's listening on AM 860, The Answer. And he says, looking forward to the updates on your site. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're working on them. He says, hearing from the donkeys makes me think I'm listening to the crazy guy on the spooky station. Well, I love that. I love this message, Wally. Thank you so much. And we got a great message from Bill, also listening this morning on WLSS 9:30 a.m. in Sarasota. And I appreciate your message very much, Bill. I'll take a look at it, and then I'm sure we'll be able to talk about it here, I think, as we go through the part of hour number three. So I do appreciate the message very, very much. And, you know, folks, It's time again to play a great song this morning. And part of our charge here on the program is to keep you going throughout the overnight hours in America, keep your blood pumping, keep you focused, keep you moving down the road, keep you doing your job, whatever it is that you're doing. If you're just up talking news and politics with us, as we are, the nexus of news and politics overnight in America, we've got you covered. And we've got a great song this hour. We haven't heard this, I think, for a long, long time. But I do like this song, and this definitely keeps you going. And especially, I think, if driver runs back to work after the big snow deluge they had in the Denver area. Well, I'll tell you what, here we go. This goes out to everybody who's going down the highway this morning. And this is Rascal Flatts. Life is a highway. Here we go.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Well, all I have to say is ka-chow. I love this song. I really do. This is a great cover, by the way, of the original Life is a Highway. But Rascal Flatts just has this way about it in this song, on this recording of it, that's just really super cool. And it's just a lot of energy. And I thought, you know what? What we want for the weekend right now is we want some of that energy to really just launch us into the weekend. So I think it fit the bill. I sure hope that that you enjoyed it. And Rascal Flatts, of course, had a lot of other great songs. There's a great song I like by them called Bless the Broken Road, and that's a really cool song. But I'll tell you what, folks, again, I'm just sitting back. While that song was playing, I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing in my new broadcast chair. It is comfortable. And just in time, because the other one was getting ready to give up the ghost. But we've got Denise Simon with us here right now, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome to the weekend, Denise.
All right. Good morning.
All right. There's a lot going on, as always. First of all, just in the time we have left here before we head up to the top of the hour, Mike Pence, there's no surprise here. Mike Pence is not going to support Donald Trump. I don't know if he's going to support anybody at this point.
Well, you know, therein lies the question. I mean, I guess that really says he's not voting.
Right. Right. And that in and of itself is a decision, you know, in this volatile time in which we live. I mean, the choices couldn't be more stark.
I think it's kind of petulant, to be honest with you. But, you know, the man's got his convictions. So, okay, you know, who are we to judge? We may not like them for various reasons, but, you know, it's voting is free speech. So go for it, dude.
Right. Exactly. And he kind of said it, he thought it would be no surprise as well. But but either way, you know, but it does start begging the question, if people are looking for alternatives, I'm just not sure that RFK Jr., you know, really upped the ante.
No.
With the Aaron Rodgers discussion.
No. He's just not going to vote. That's just where it is.
Yep.
That's okay.
Exactly. And then, of course, also now we've got Fannie Willis can stay on the case, but Nathan Wade has resigned in order to protect democracy or something.
Yeah, this one, I have a feeling this thing's going to fall apart completely because I believe that the governor can step in now knowing that they both lie, which is in that judge's ruling. So if they both lie, one has to go, the other one can stay. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, under what other cases or any other circumstances could you have an officer of the court do that and keep going like nothing ever happened?
You know, this judge is pretty spineless. He equivocated. He tried to please both sides. And I think it blew up in his face. And it really goes to the reputation of Fulton County now. Not only from a DA standpoint, but from a judge's standpoint. So, the governor, I think, is going to have to say, you know, we have to clean up Fulton County. It's obviously been proven that Fulton County, which, by the way, has been a mess going back to at least 1973 when I moved there.
Mm-hmm.
it's never been a good place.
Yeah, well, it's never a dull moment right now, and that is for sure. But I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to have a lot of great moments on the other side of the top of the hour news. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. Denise will be right back with us. Founderscode.com is the website, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Check that out as well. And, folks, we're going to come right back. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. And, well, we're having fun. And we're not sorry about that. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.